Duality is created by the mundane mind. The conditioned world recognizes duality. That's why I always share with you all, especially when NBA asks questions and all those things, I say, duality exists within the conditioned world. And that is the reality. You cannot do away duality if you are within the conditioned world. But in the ultimate unconditioned Dhamma, there is no such thing. Because without the mundane mind, without the mundane thinking, there is no duality. There is nothing to create. So duality arises when through delusion, the mundane mind create one side. Like the Buddha said, it must be sati idang hoti. When this arises, that arises. It must mean asati idang arhoti. When this ceases, that also ceases. So all this is what duality is all about. When you create one aspect of the duality, like sensual, wholesome, then you will push it away and wants to cultivate wholesomeness. That's why he wants the mind to be ever mindful, polished until it shines so that no dust alike can alight. But what is dust? Defilement. Created by who? By his mundane mind. That's why when you got defilement, then you want to do away the defilement. That's why you keep on polishing the mind, thinking that the mundane mind is your true mind until it shines so that this dust, this unwholesome defilement cannot arise. Thinking that is the cultivation to become perfect, to become enlightened. But he doesn't realize that that is the mundane mind. That is not the true mind. That's why Huining straight away tear his poem apart. He said that is still holding on to the mundane mind at the sainthood level, Theravada level. He said, originally, the true mind, there was nothing. So if originally there was nothing, then where can the dust align? Which means you don't have to do anything. If you don't create, in the first place, there is no defilement and wholesomeness, no dust. That's why without any doing, the understanding is there. Silent, then you will come to realize that all these are duality creation within the mundane existence. But the mundane world recognizes duality. There is such thing as life, existence, law of karma, nature's law, Dhamma, everything exists within the conditioned world. But within the unconditioned, all this ceases. That's why the whole teaching is connected. And you will start to link and understand all this. And this is a very important teaching.